You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The 2022 legislative session is 6 days away, and with a $1.6 billion surplus, what does that mean for education in our state? Kevin Richert with Idaho Ed News is joining us live to take a deep dive into that. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Gemma. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I know that it probably seems a little crazy that we're going into a legislative session since one literally just ended.
It always feels a little bit funny to be going into a legislative session, but this one especially, this is going to be a wild session. And education issues are going to be front and center. Budget issues are going to be front and center because, you know, the surplus that you referred to, there's going to be a lot going on this year.
Yeah. So take us back, would you, for a moment to the legislature, the 2021 session, and what we saw from an education standpoint during that historically long session.
I think a lot of what we saw in 2021 foreshadows what we're going to see in 2022. We saw a bitter fight about funding higher education, and eventually the legislature cut the higher education budget because conservative lawmakers wanted to send a message about what they consider to be social justice programs on college campuses. That fight is going to continue in 2022. Mm-hmm. You saw in that resumed session we had in November when lawmakers came back to town for 3 days and didn't pass any bills, you did see several bills that would address pandemic protocols in the schools. And one of those passed the House, didn't get a hearing in the Senate. I expect that bill to resurface in 2022, regardless of what's going on with Omicron and what may be going on with case numbers in the general population and in the schools. You're going to see pandemic legislation again in 2022. And a lot of issues that we saw referred to in 2021, floated in 2021, including a bill to create all-day kindergarten, to fund all-day kindergarten at the state level. That's going to come back. So a lot of a continuation of what we saw from that marathon 2021 session.
So let's take apart all of those main three issues that you talked about, and let's start with the pandemic, because as you mentioned, Omicron is here. It is spreading rapidly. We're seeing research coming out saying that more children are getting this, more children are being hospitalized. That's not necessarily the case in Idaho at this point, but we're seeing it nationwide. With that said, kids went back to school in West Ada, I believe, yesterday. The Boise School District goes back on Monday, the day the session starts. As you mentioned, legislators wanted to legislate things like safety protocols in school districts, whether school districts can mandate masks, things like that. I think a lot of people would say that that's far-reaching for a state legislature to get involved with, and shouldn't this be at the district level, the local level? But Kevin, we're going to see this fight again.
We're going to see this fight again because you have a core of legislators who are concerned about mask mandates. You had a bill that would have prohibited school districts and any other local form of government from imposing a mask mandate. That passed the House. It didn't get a hearing in the Senate, but it passed the House. And the House hasn't changed all that much in terms of its makeup since 2021. The votes are almost certainly there for something like that to pass in 2022. And you can bet those are going to come back. Those kind of bills will resurface. And I think it's almost going to happen regardless of what happens with Omicron. And you know, you mentioned what's happening nationally and what may well happen at the state level. We're seeing this record surge of cases nationwide. We're seeing, you know, increases in cases involving kids. We're not seeing that yet in Idaho, but then again, school is just starting to reopen. So, you know, the numbers will probably increase, almost certainly will increase here in Idaho. What that means in terms of hospitalizations, what that means in terms of pressure on healthcare, we don't know. But I don't think that's really necessarily going to affect what the legislature does in terms of legislation on pandemic protocols. It's almost like these are two different things going on at the same time.
Two different worlds?
On some parallel track. What happens with the case numbers, what happens with hospitalizations, and what legislators want to do on a policy front on the pandemic.
So let's talk about higher education. As you mentioned, higher ed had a big fight on its hands last session, getting funding taken away. And really, so much of this had to do around this idea of critical race theory. Kevin, it seems like we haven't heard much about critical race theory recently. With that said, though, I think Boise State in particular is fighting an uphill battle with the legislature.
Well, I think you got to take the long view of what we've heard on this issue and where we go now into 2022. I mean, maybe the debate has subsided a little bit over the past few months, but you still had this indoctrination task force, Lieutenant Governor McGeehan's task force that met through the summer. You still have a lot of hard feelings in the legislature with conservative legislators who believe that the cuts that were made last year, one-time cuts, didn't go nearly far enough to send a message to the higher education system. This is all going to resume. This whole debate and this whole pushback against higher education is all going to resume in 2022.
So then we have this $1.6 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar surplus. And Kevin, I'm curious about how lawmakers then would argue to defund, higher education, or when you have so much money. I mean, it can't be, well, because we don't have the funding. It's basically because we don't like what you're teaching.
Right. You know, it's not about defunding higher education to save money or to balance the books. There's no way that's going to be part of the debate. It's really about what lawmakers consider to be the leftist agenda of higher education in Idaho and trying to send a message about the leftist agenda in higher education in Idaho. That debate is going to continue. And the surplus really is a non-factor in that as well. But by the same token, when you're sitting with a $1.6 billion surplus and you want to talk about something like funding an all-day kindergarten program at the state level, there's no reason you can't do that financially. I mean, there is certainly enough money available if lawmakers wanted to take that on. That's got an estimated price tag of about $40 million a year, well within the range of a $1.6 billion surplus.
So I want to talk about all-day kindergarten, Kevin. This is something that we have seen come up over and over and over again. I've been here in this area for more than 20 years and covered this issue numerous times, as you have. And we're going to see it again. But B, let's talk about the surplus once again and how this is impacted, because over the years, there have been many debates on why we don't fund all-day kindergarten, frankly, why kindergarten isn't even mandatory in the state of Idaho. What potentially changes this session?
I think one of the big changes, Gemma, is that you have folks who are interested in the idea of the state funding all-day kindergarten for a lot of different reasons and coming at it from a lot of different perspectives. I mean, you have education leaders and business leaders, too, saying this is important. You know, let's try to get every kid in Idaho as strong a start as they can get in their school careers. And a full day of kindergarten and the enhanced classroom time that comes with that, that's important. So you've got that argument. And that argument has been in place for 20 years. I mean, you know, people have been arguing the virtues of all-day kindergarten for a long time because there are academic benefits. Now you have legislators, some fairly conservative Republican legislators saying, we kind of like the idea of maybe funding all-day kindergarten at the state level because we have all-day kindergarten in a lot of schools all across the state anyway. The difference is how schools are paying for that. And a lot of schools are paying for that through property taxes. They go to the voters every year or two for a supplemental levy. And many districts use that money and put it into all-day kindergarten. Supplemental levies continue to increase. I'm going to have a story later today about that. You know, so I think about legislators who are saying, hey, wait a minute, if we can fund this at the state level and school districts don't have to use the property tax to pay the difference, to pay for the second half of the full day of kindergarten, we could save some property tax money at the local level. And that's attractive to quite a bit of legislators. So I think when you put all of this together, I'm starting to think that maybe you have a critical mass in support of all-day kindergarten. I mean, a lot to play out here this session. I'm not going to say for sure what's going to happen, but I have a feeling that there's a pretty strong coalition building in favor of all-day kinder. Mm.
So we have less than a minute left, Kevin. Do you the session has a lot more time than that.
I'm afraid so, yes.
Your thoughts, though, on how long this session plays out. As we mentioned, historic session last year. It's an election year this year. So that could change things, but there is a lot to get done.
There's a lot to get done, and I don't know how the politics in the election year will affect the length of the legislative session. You know, some legislators may want to get back home to campaign. Others may figure, hey, I'm doing myself more good politically by being here at the State House pushing for issues that connect well with my constituents back home. I think it's going to be a long session, I think would be my prediction. I don't think they're going to get out by the end of March. I think we're into April, would be my guess.
Well, I have a feeling you may be right on that. Kevin, it is always good to have you on the program to get your... You're going to be there the whole time.
Exactly.
And we will be calling on you for your expertise. Honestly, though, Kevin, appreciate the work that you do and love having you on the show.
Thanks, Gemma. Anytime.
Well, we've been talking with Kevin Richer with Idaho Education News. Remember to follow Idaho Ed News. And Kevin will, of course, be covering the legislature from the educational standpoint. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.